Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's shift back over to baseball right now and talk to Mike Exisa, who covers Major League Baseball for CBSSports.com. A lot to get into with Mike on baseball. Mike, it's great to have you on the show tonight. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So we're done negotiating, it would appear, between these two sides. It seems like at least the players are done. They rejected the owner's proposal. Are we at the nuclear stage now? Is this going to be Manfred putting the season together? Is there going to be a Hail Mary by the owners? What do you think this thing looks like?
I think there might be a Hail Mary attempt, but I don't think the union is going to hear it at this point unless there's just a major concession on MLB's part, like they're willing to do full prorated salary for 70-something games. I think then they would get the union's attention, but I don't see that happening. I think MLB, they might try to extend an olive branch. I think the union's pretty much done at this point. They kind of boxed Manfred into a corner last night. They said, just tell us when to play. So now either Manfred's going to schedule a 50-something game season, which nobody's going to like and he'll have to explain, or he'll have to schedule a 70-something game season and everyone will say, why didn't you do that in the first place? So I think the union's done here, and eventually it'll just be Manfred. He could unilaterally schedule a season, and that's what he'll end up doing.
That's interesting, Mike, that you said that it's a 50-game season nobody will like, and I understand where you're coming from. Do you think it's that most people won't like it because it's 50 games or because of how they arrived at it?
It's probably a combination of both.
Yeah.
I think ultimately MLB is offering us just less baseball, and there's no like government body. There's no health officials saying they can't play right now. Maybe it's not a smart idea to play just given some of the conditions around the country, but there's no law body here saying you can't play. And it feels like if they wanted to, they could be doing spring training right now, but they're not. They keep offering us less games, and I think fans are certainly sick of the back and forth bickering, and I just think less baseball is bad. MLB had a chance to be the only game in town for a few months here, or at least a few weeks here. And they totally blew that. Even if every fan comes back at some point, any chance they had to cultivate new fans, they've missed it. And I think people are just kind of sick of hearing these two sides fight. And they just want sports. They want more baseball, and MLB's not giving it to them.
Yeah, stick with that for a second, Mike. We're talking to Mike Exisa of CBSSports.com. The missed opportunity, could have started the games on the 4th of July, which would have been obviously a real good kind of feel-good thing. They would have had the sports landscape to themselves. What is it about baseball where they're so short-sighted that they don't see that opportunity and that there may be some, some dollars that don't necessarily show up on a balance sheet, but that there's some intrinsic value to doing that? I mean, is this symptomatic of what's been wrong with baseball for a while now?
Yeah, I think so. And ultimately it comes down to, I don't want to call it greed, but that's basically what it is. The owners are trying to get as much money out of the sport as possible, and they're business owners. That's what they're entitled to do. But it seems like they're doing it to the point where they're actively hurting the sport. Like, the draft was last week. They cut it from 40 rounds to 5 rounds, and there's no baseball reason for that. There's no benefit there whatsoever. That's all about just cutting costs and saving money. They're going to do it again next year. Next year it'll be 20 rounds. They're going to contract a few minor league teams. Their teams released a bunch of minor leaguers. It's all about just saving money. And everything, you just look at the way they act, everything MLB teams are doing is about the bottom line and running the most efficient, the most ruthlessly efficient operation they can. And I mean, they're telling us who they are. They're telling us the priority is the bottom line here. And no, there are certain things they should not do because it's not in the best interest of the sport. Ultimately, the owners, they're stewards of the game. They should be looking after the game long term, but it just doesn't seem to be happening. And I mean, I guess that's their right. They're private business owners. They could run their business however they want. But as fans, as paying customers, you don't have to like it, and I don't know. It just seems like the way things have gone these last few weeks. I mean, it started out as a shutdown because of the pandemic, obviously, but at this point, this is a labor battle.
Man. Yeah,
this is a lockout essentially. You know, I just think people are pretty sick of it, especially now. If you remember in '94, '95, I mean, that was just a strike and it was a labor thing. They put the pandemic on top of it now, and people absolutely do not want to hear this. And some people may not come back. It's going to hurt people. It's going to hurt baseball down the line. And I don't know. It seems like MLB doesn't really care.
Yeah, that's okay. So that's interesting because that was going to be my next question. Is it baseball, assuming that Manfred puts some sort of season together, they're still going to come back, even with all the dragging of feet that they've been doing over the last 3-4 weeks, because they were glacial in getting these proposals back and forth to each other at first. They're still going to come back to a sports landscape that's relatively barren when they come back. You know, there's basketball is still presumably be a couple of weeks away. Football is still, a month and a half away after that. They're going to have the sports landscape to themselves. So that goes to what you just talked about, you know, viewership, ratings, whatever measurement of popularity you want to use. Do you think we still see a spike up in ratings just because everybody is so starved for sports right now?
Yeah, I think so. I think ultimately, I mean, people, they want to watch sports. They're really, exactly what you said, they're starved for sports. Doesn't mean they're going to watch it and be happy about it. You know, they're going to kind of hold their nose and watch for a little while.
I guess I'll watch.
Yeah, they'll hold their nose and watch and not be happy about it. But yeah, I mean, fans, they're going to want to watch something, and people will watch, of course. I mean, they're not going to be fans in the stands allowed, I don't think, and that's really the core of the whole financial argument. But it's very off-putting. It's just they've made it so hard to be a baseball fan right now because it just doesn't seem like one side, the owners here, they're not doing everything possible to give us baseball, and that should be the priority here, is giving fans baseball, and they're just not doing it. So, yeah, people are going to watch because they want to watch sports. But, you know, once the NBA returns, the NHL returns, I mean, they're going to jump right into their playoffs, basically. I mean,
yeah.
Are you going to watch regular season baseball or spring training baseball if it drags on that long? Are you going to watch that, or are you going to watch another sport in their postseason? You're probably going to watch the playoffs. So
yeah.
MLB might have painted themselves into a corner there.
So I'm talking to Mike Exisa of CBSSports.com. We're talking some Major League Baseball. So my feeling, and I know I'm not alone in this isn't, you know, any revolutionary take that I'm having here, but it feels like the owners and the players have been kind of in tandem negotiating the next CBA while they've been doing this, you know, afraid of setting precedents on either side that the other side could use against them 18 months from now. Is this, now that that's been kind of brought to the forefront, you know, there's probably a lot of fans that didn't even know the CBA was up after after next season, and now everybody knows it is because that's been a part of the, you know, part of this story is the pending labor stoppage that could come up in a year and a half. Is this as a fan and a media member covering the sport, is this the longest, maybe darkest labor cloud that's going to hang over the sport that you can remember? Like, this is going to be a topic for the next year and a half.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And 94, I remember, I was young when that happened, but I remember it being kind of a cloud over the sport. It wasn't an everyday topic, but it was kind of in the back of everyone's mind, whereas now, I mean, this is front and center. And
it's like they had a warm-up, Mike. They're like, this is like they got to scrimmage for the next CBA negotiation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, baseball does return. We're all going to remember what happened before this, and then next season, I mean, are they going to have full stands next season? I don't know. I mean, nobody really knows right now, and it's just going to be like a reminder that what we went through this year, what's coming. I understand, you know, MLB, the Players Association, I mean, they're sticking to their guns with prorated pay. And I completely agree with that, because if they cave here every single time revenue is not what MLB expects, every time there's a dip in attendance, they're going to go to the players and try to get them to take another cut. I mean, if you don't think MLB is going to do that, you just haven't been paying attention to the way they operate. So I get why the Players Association is sticking to that there. I've seen some arguments that maybe the players should be willing to make some concessions now to set themselves up better for the future. Maybe you get a higher minimum salary, some sort of protection for free agency, like, you know, teams can't reduce their payroll a certain amount this offseason because teams are going to cut payroll after losing all this money. That's a good idea in theory, but that's just not how labor negotiations work. I mean, you're going to change the sports economic landscape. That's not something you could do over like an email chain or a Zoom call. That takes like months of work, and they're going to have both sides are going to run the numbers, make sure it works out. They're going to have their lawyers look it over. That's not something they could do really quickly when you're trying to get baseball on as soon as possible. So there's not really much they could do now to address the CBA. But absolutely, I mean, this is basically a precursor to that. And what we're seeing right now is, I mean, it's really just the tip of the iceberg. I think next year has the potential to get really ugly. And I think certainly right now the chances of a work stoppage are greater than they have been at any point in the last 25 years, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I would agree with that. You brought up free agency. You know, there's not going to be a break in the acrimony. You know, when during the offseason, maybe there'd be a little out of sight, out of mind with baseball, so we're talking about other things, football, basketball. But free agency was already something that was a huge point of contention between these two sides. This is going to be, I mean, like this is, you know, like Game of Thrones, the long night. Like this is the long winter coming up for free agency, because not only are owners not wanting to spend more already before the COVID, but now they've got all these cost-cutting measures they're going to be putting in place. It's going to get crazy acrimonious between these two sides, right?
Yeah, and it even goes beyond free agency. I think with arbitration, there were already rumblings that teams are going to just non-tender players who are maybe good players, but are making not enough below their market worth, where it's, you know, do we want to pay this guy $3 million to be our fifth best reliever when we can get somebody to do it for a third of the salary? You know, that's the kind of question they're going to be, you know, in the past it would just be whatever, just keep the guy in and we'll be fine, we'll have the depth, but this offseason, it's talked, is going to be a lot of non-tenders, and that's going to flood the market. You know, there'd be that many more free agents, and teams are just not going to spend more. I mean, they're losing a lot of money, and I understand that, and I'm somewhat sympathetic there. But they're going to pass the burden down to the players at some point, and free agency is obviously the place to do that. You know, the guys like Mookie Betts and JT Realmuto, those guys are going to be fine. I mean, probably, but I think they'll be fine. It's really the mid-range free agents, the second-tier guys who are really going to get hammered hard. And I just don't know if I'm not sure there's anything the union could have done to protect those guys now, because, I mean, this all started because of the pandemic. It was unforeseen, and no, free agency has not been great the last few years. It bounced back this offseason with, you know, the Gerrit Cole, Strasburg, and Anthony Rendon contracts. Those were good contracts. Before that, though, I mean, it was pretty rough, and it just seems like it's going to be even worse now.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com, joining me, talking some MLB. Mike, on the field, is there a particular team or a style of team that a short season favors over others?
I think it'll certainly be important to have just pitching depth in general, because spring training is going to be really short and teams are not going to extend their starters. So you're going to need a lot of relievers. I think the Rays are a team that could really kind of make some headaches there, because they have so many good, just a lot of good depth overall. I'm not sure there's a specific style of play that would suit a shorter season. It's the shorter the season, the more like wild and crazy things could happen. I think a team like the White Sox, who have so much young talent, guys like that could really just, if you give them a 50 games to just kind of go nuts and do whatever you can, a team with a lot of young talent, they could really, I don't want to say surprise some people, because I think a lot of people expect the White Sox to be good, but I feel like that's the kind of team that could either go really boom or bust. You know, in a 50-game season, they could be great, or guys could all fall on their face and be horrible. So I think pitching depth would be the first important thing, just because you're not going to be able to run your race out there for seven innings right out the bat. You're going to need that depth. And I don't know, I think teams with really young, exciting players, they have a chance to kind of do some crazy things on either end of the spectrum.
Mike Exesa covers MLB, CBSSports.com. He is a writer for them. You can get him on Twitter at Mike Exesa, ISA is how you spell that. Mike, really appreciate the time on a Sunday evening. Keep up the great work.
Thanks.
All right, there it is. Mike Exisa, a little baseball talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.